Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Colin Leppart of Destination MPR, and today we're going to be discussing happiness, burnout, and motivation. Colin is an agency owner, wellness enthusiast, and world traveler. She can oftentimes be found strategizing about her next business venture. Her motto has always been, if they can do it, so can I. And she stands firmly by that with her relentless business moves and calculated risks. Thanks so much for joining us today, Colin.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about this.
So let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell us, to start, where are you tuning in from today?
I am tuning in from Palm Beach County, Florida.
Ooh, amazing.
In my home office.
That is a pretty good home office. And yeah. So what motivates or inspires you?
Motivates me? I love the thought of having the most freedom in my life. Freedom to go wherever I want, when I want. Be able to take days off, be able to give other people the opportunity to have that freedom. Mm-hmm. You have children, being able to work from home, or just doing the things that you love. I definitely think that those are things that motivate me and inspire me. Let's see. Probably the people that do have that, honestly.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just entrepreneurs that are killing it out there. I'm like, I want to be that.
Yeah, exactly. And tell us, how did you get into digital marketing?
So I went to college for digital marketing after I saw, I think her name was Adrena off of The Hills. Mm-hmm. And I realized that whatever she was doing, I wanted to do. And again, with my motto, if you can do it, I can do it. So went to school for marketing. Traveled around the world for a little bit, and then I came back, dove into my career, and I just really loved it. I love travel, and I just decided to continue to have this as something that I wanted to pursue for the rest of my life. But how I ended up starting my business was I ended up getting let go from a company, and I started freelancing. Okay. I realized that I was doing a lot of the work myself, and that I could do whatever the owner was doing, which mm-hmm. was sales, because I had a sales job before that and I was killing it. I was the top producer, was flown out to a couple of different areas in the States for conferences, and that's just really what I was not passionate about, but it was just something that I was really good at. So I had the marketing background. I knew how to do the sales and the business development. I'm a hard worker and I believed in myself. So I just decided to start my own thing, especially when I also saw how much the company was making versus how much I was getting paid.
Yeah.
Now that I'm a business owner, I do understand that you do have to put some away from the company. The CEO needs to make money. But I was just so inspired by what the owner was doing at the time mm-hmm. that I was like, okay, I can do this. I know I can do this.
Yeah, exactly. That's such an inspiring story. And so tell us about Destination MPR.
So we are a hospitality marketing agency who specializes in travel and hospitality, health and wellness. And then the services that we offer is social media, public relations, email marketing, SEO. And this year we are diving into advertising as well.
Very cool. And what do you love most about running your agency?
I love, again, it's the freedom. I have created this life where I am able to do the things that I want to do when I want to do them. And mm-hmm. I love being able to give people the opportunity to do the same. So everyone that we hire, they are freelancers, and mm-hmm. they are able to work in Aruba if they want, or they're able to, you know, take a day off and spend it with their children. As long as obviously you get the work done, we don't really mind, you know, where you are or when you work. And then, you know, I love working with clients and helping them build their businesses and mm-hmm. just really watching the companies grow because of our marketing efforts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so rewarding. And what would you say are the biggest challenges that you encounter with running your agency?
Oh man. So, I mean, there is no playbook, right, to mm-hmm. running a business. No business is the same. And I think that a lot of people think that, you know, they're going to start this business and it's going to be everything that they ever imagined. And sometimes it is, but you definitely go through a lot of hurdles. And I know that as long as you can pick yourself up from those hurdles and learn from them, that you will be successful at the end of the day. One of the things that happened was last year, 2020, we lost 3 clients in 2 days.
Oh, and ouch.
And we only had 4 clients. So it was extremely stressful. All of the clients dropped because of COVID, but it was, you know, Q4 during the presidential election, COVID, and yeah, it was horrible. It was the worst time to lose a client.
Yeah.
Or 3. So one of the things that we ended up doing was going back to the basics. I ended up going door to door like I used to back in 2016 or 17. Mm-hmm. And I went door to door. I saw maybe 20 doors, signed on one of those clients, and ended up signing on 3 other clients all within a week.
That's awesome.
So definitely, yeah, resilient. That was my word for 2020.
Yeah.
And it was extremely tough. But again, I believed in myself. I knew I could do it. And I was really willing to push and do whatever it took to make sure that the company did not fail and that we were going to continue on.
Yeah. Well, that's so inspiring that you were able to take a big challenge and really turn it around and just work hard and stay positive and continue to grow your agency.
Yeah, so. It was very stressful, but I mean, we're doing better than ever now.
That's amazing. And if you had one growth tip to share with any up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
One growth tip. Let's see. I would say consistency is major in all aspects of the business, whether that be sales or if you are on social media and you are promoting the business, you know, if you are working on obviously client work, you have to be consistent with that. They're hiring you, so you have to continue to do the work for them, obviously. But mm-hmm. yeah, I think consistency has definitely been something that has, helped us in our growth phases. Mm-hmm. And I see it with so many other businesses alike.
Okay, that's awesome. So let's delve into our topic now. So we're going to be talking about a few things today. We're going to be talking about happiness as an entrepreneur, burnout and motivation. So happiness is an interesting topic because it's important, but it's usually not made priority in our lives. So what does prioritizing happiness mean to you as a busy agency owner?
Prioritizing happiness to me is making sure that obviously I'm taking my happiness for me is wellness. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking care of my mind. I'm taking care of my body. I am making sure that I'm staying in contact with people that I love and that love me and care about me and support me, because, you know, we can work hard all day and grind and hustle, but without the love and care and support of others, it can become very monotonous. And sad, you know, they say that it's lonely, on top, but you know, I refuse to believe that. I definitely don't want to be alone when I'm on top. And I actually feel so much better when I have that love in my life. But yeah, I mean, happiness is, you know, it's making sure that you're doing the things that you love. And you know, we're going to talk about burnout in a bit, but I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand with burnout, making sure that you are doing the things that make you happy. And for me, that is taking care of my body. That is, you know, making sure that I am reaching my goals as well. Something that has came up recently was me setting these giant goals for myself, but not taking the small steps to get there. And when you don't reach your goal sometimes, it kind of weighs on you. You're like, start questioning yourself. So, you know, happiness for me is also making sure that I'm setting small goals in order to get to the big one, so I continue down the path of success.
Interesting. Okay. I like that. So setting attainable goals, you know, lots of little attainable goals that'll add up to those big goals. And and then acknowledging your success along the way, I think, is a big one. And then, so you talked about self-care. So just like, you know, exercise, eating well, maintaining your relationships with your loved ones. And so
many things.
No, it's true. It's a collective effort. And yeah, like you said, it really goes hand in hand with preventing burnout. So I think when you're just able to, really, like, I think have that, just like that work-life balance is basically what it comes down to. When you're able to put that in place, then you're able to proactively prevent burnout.
Exactly. And work-life balance looks different to everyone, right? Some people don't mind, you know, exercising because they naturally get exercise depending on what their job is. You know, if you're a server or whatever, you know, your job may entail. But yeah, no, it definitely, they all go hand in hand when it comes to happiness and making sure that, you know, you're taking care of yourself.
Definitely. And then what makes you happy in your business? Because I think focusing on things that make you happy every day while you're working is so important.
I love my clients. I have the best clients, and, you know, they really respect what we're doing for them, and they love what we're doing for them because we're bringing them in more revenue for the company. And, you know, just really seeing them succeed helps to push us to go even farther and do better for them. And, you know, they say don't mix business with pleasure, but I really do love all of my clients. They're just so fun to work with. And yeah, I mean, kind of like that with employees as well. You know, having good relationships with people is just so much fun.
Yeah. I was given a tip the other day, and I've actually started implementing it. But so starting your day off with gratitude, which I know a ton of people do, but intertwining with that, what was one win from the day before? And you wake up and the first thing you think about is like, what am I grateful for? Like, I like to do like 5 things I'm grateful for. And then what is one win from the day before? And I think it's such a good way to just program your mind for more wins and just being grateful for things.
Again, sorry about the cough. No, that is actually really great. I would love to incorporate that more into my morning routine. Right now, my morning routine looks like, you know, I'm waking up, I'm having my coffee, but I love doing the journaling, like 5 to 10 minutes of journaling, writing down the what I'm grateful for, writing down my to-do list. And then, yeah, I mean, I would, that's such a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, I don't even write it down. Like I just, I wake up and it's just like something I've started doing just like when I wake up, like before I get out of bed. It's basically, it's my habit before I actually get out of bed. I just think of those 5 things I'm grateful for, the one win. And yeah, if I'm not like everyone's different. Some mornings you get out of bed, you're pumped for the day. Other mornings you're a little bit sluggish, but it really changes your energy when you start thinking that way.
I love it. That is such a good tip.
So let's talk about burnout a little bit. So what has been your experience with burnout and how do you tackle that whenever you feel that those feelings kind of coming on where you're feeling like drained and tired and motivation's down?
Yeah. You know, I went through some pretty heavy burnout. I think it was burnout. I'm pretty sure it was burnout. This last fall. And, you know, it's really interesting as I talk to more and more people who are business owners or are not business owners. It sounded like this year was, and this fall was just so heavy for people. And yeah. I think that, you know, it had to, a lot to do with just the changes that have been happening with, you know, COVID, working from home, even the seasonal changes, probably a little bit, the digital landscape and how that's shifting for people. So for me specifically, yeah, I mean, it was awful. I didn't want to work. I didn't even want to get out of bed. And it was just really bad because, like I had never experienced, you know, we all have times when things are hard and, you know, not everyone just wants to hop out of bed for their job every single day. You know, you're going to have moments of weakness, but this one lasted, I felt like forever. And it was so hard to climb out of it. But, you know, one of the things that resonated with me and that we kind of spoke about earlier was making sure that we're doing the things that make us happy and that we enjoy and that fulfill our soul so that, you know, we can slowly start to climb out of that space. Yeah. And, you know, for me, that was, again, taking care of my health, my body, eating right, drinking lots of water, reading, playing with dogs, talking to friends on the phone and family, connecting with people that love me and support me. And then, you know, the small wins were still happening with the company. So yeah. That was encouraging as well. And then, you know, just relating to people. You know, just talking to people and other people being able to kind of also talk about how they're going through the same thing. And then it doesn't make you feel so bad.
That's a huge one. Yeah. Like, and then you can just relate to what other people are going through and you see that they've come out on the other side. Maybe they took some lessons out of there. Like, all right, maybe I got to slow down. Maybe I don't work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big one. Just, yeah. And not being afraid to ask for help too.
Yes. That is also, yeah. I remember texting my friends and being like, I am unwell. Things are not good right now. You know, but and that's why I really try to be as open as possible, as much as possible with people. I don't like how, you know, you go on Instagram and everyone's using these filters and they're filtering their their profiles. And, you know, no one's going to talk about the large amount of debt that they're in constantly and take pictures of their credit card bill or, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, mental health and things that we may be going through personally, you know, I love to share that with people and let people know that, you know, we're human. Everyone goes through that. It's how you pick yourself up that really matters.
Absolutely. So what would you say overall keeps you motivated?
You know, that is such a hard question because, like I said, I was in a burnout for so long that it was hard for me to find what kept me motivated. I think that it's going back to doing the things that I really love. Probably going back to the basics of, you know, doing the gratitude journals. Because then you start to remind yourself of why you're doing this. I started to remind myself, Colin, you have always wanted your marketing business and you want to be able to support a family in the future and give people the opportunity to live out their dream. You know, and you love what you do and you love the people that you work with. And, you know, I also love being, I want to be an inspiration for other people, which is again why I'm so open about things, because I want them to, you know, see me from my faults and my challenges and my highs and my lows and where I came from to where I am now. So I just want to do well for others, but also, you know, I want to be happy and fulfilled in my life. So I don't know. It's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question, but you had some really good points there. And I really like just like taking a step back and thinking like, you know, like what is it that I wanted? Like, how did this all start? And then, you know, that's your why. Just not forgetting and getting all bogged down with the day-to-day tasks and just giving yourself that clarity and reinforcing why you made the decision to set out on this path. And I think that's really powerful.
Definitely. Yeah. Taking a step back, looking at where you are and where you want to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something that, you know, I think helps a lot of entrepreneurs when they are at a low point in their career and their lives. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I love that. It's a good reminder for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
So what is one lesson you've learned from running your marketing agency?
Don't get excited until money is in the bank and contracts are signed.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Don't take your foot off the gas until that's done, locked in stone.
Yes. There's been, you know, naturally many times when running an agency, you're going to have a lot of no's and you're going to have a lot of yeses. But getting excited about a client and then, you know, them going with someone else or whatever it may be, it's like, damn. Okay. All right. On to the next.
Yeah.
I will say the other thing is, always be closing ABC, constantly keeping that pipeline full when building the business. That is so essential.
Yes. Let's talk about that for a second. So how are you constantly keeping your pipeline full?
Constantly talking to people, constantly following up with old clients, you know, seeing how they're doing. Again, I always have great relationships with my clients. So I'll just check in and be like, hey, how was so-and-so's birthday party the other day? Or, you know, whatever it is. And they love that about me. I think that, you know, when you're selling, people don't always just buy the product. They buy you as well.
Yeah.
So, I'm always, you know, yesterday I had 3 meetings and we were talking about starting new businesses. We were talking about growing businesses. I mean, people are really starting to recognize me, nationally and locally in my friend group, outside of my friend group, as, you know, a businesswoman and a marketing professional. And my goal for 2022 is to do more podcasts, to get more publicity, to put myself out there more, to get uncomfortable, because I love getting uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that helps you grow at the end of the day.
100%.
If you are comfortable, you are not growing.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, just constantly talking to people, staying consistent and sending out the emails, the social media, anything that has to do with selling.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
I really liked The One Thing. I'm someone that I want to do all the things. Mm-hmm. I want to do everything. I have so many interests in life, but The One Thing kind of helped me ground myself again and just hyper focus.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, that's been a big lesson for me this year too. It's pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. What does your morning routine look like?
Morning routine, wake up, brush my teeth, and then go downstairs, make coffee. And then while the coffee's brewing, I will get out my journal and do the 5 to 10 minutes of journaling, writing down what I'm grateful for, and then my to-do list. Next thing I'm adding is wins to help remind myself that I am doing well.
Yeah.
And yes. And then after that, I like to be in nature. Nature is my happy place. Mm-hmm. So I do try to go for a walk, maybe do some earthing. Just try to get some vitamin D, since I am in sunny Florida.
Exactly. Yeah. It's snowing here in Canada, so I'm very jealous. Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Mm. You know, I need to find one. I do. I need to find a role model. I've been looking for a mentor for so long, mm-hmm. but the problem is I want like the best mentor that's doing the most. And naturally those people are way too busy to talk to me every other week or once a month, but, I will say, I don't know. Yeah. You know, honestly,
not everyone does. It's actually kind of a 50-50 split. Some people follow like companies, some people follow CEOs, some people just like pick little like tidbits of information that they like from a bunch of them. So yeah, no,
Who do you follow?
Who do I follow? I'm really interested in Elon Musk. Like it's so like stereotypical, but I just think he's super inspiring and just really teaches you to think big. Like thinking small is such a crippling way to be. And right now I'm reading Jeff Bezos's book. He has a really interesting story about how he started out and same idea, just thinking big. So yeah, I guess I'm kind of one of the people that I just like to learn about people's stories that have been successful. And then what can I apply to myself? What can I apply to my life?
I love that.
Yeah. So what is your favorite online tool?
Ooh, favorite online tool. Probably QuickBooks, because that's how I get paid. No, I'm kidding. let me think. My favorite Instagram is considered a tool, right? So I love Instagram and doing the stories and creating the reels and, you know, promoting my business, but as well as, you know, promoting my lifestyle as well. I love to travel. That is something that I'm super passionate about and I have been for years. And that goes in with the freedom. You know, I want to make a lot of money so that I can just travel all over the world. So yeah, I think Instagram is probably my favorite tool.
Okay, perfect. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
One thing I would say, the the always be closing. I think that when you own an agency and you're building it from the ground up, you know, you don't have investors, you tend to forget that you have to market yourself and your company because you get so fixated on the client work.
Yeah, totally.
So yes, so I would say definitely wish that someone would have told me to, you know, keep the pipeline full and to continue to work towards the sales and growing the company consistently.
Yeah, just be working on the company instead of in the company. Make sure you're not neglecting that aspect.
Yeah. Well,
thank you so much for joining us today, Colin. You've had so many amazing insights to share with us, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.